This is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Paquita, and Lauren Smith. A new study shows that cannabis is catching up to alcohol as a contributing factor in impaired driving crashes. Jerry J-Man Joyner is on the live line, a marijuana industry expert, TV show, and podcast host, too. J-Man, thanks for doing this today.
Thanks, Steve, for having me on. Brett, Lauren, you know, you guys up in Michigan recently surpassed California in marijuana sales.
Well, there's something to be proud of. Right, but we buried the lead on this thing. But
yeah, so if there's more people using the marijuana that are having accidents than alcohol, according to this study, it may have something to do with you guys up in Michigan.
So talk to us a little bit. I mean, obviously, we're not proponents in the state of Michigan of smoking, taking gummies while you're driving. Impaired is a bad thing. It kills people. There's a disparity, however, and I think it comes in the detection. So talk to us a little bit about where we stand with knowing who's impaired compared to those who are drinking and driving.
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. The study was based on people that had to go to the hospital after being in an automobile accident, and they took their blood. 16% of the people had alcohol, 16.1% had THC. So immediately they say, well, more people are driving high than drinking. The big problem is the marijuana stays in your system a lot longer than the alcohol. I could eat a half a gummy today, have no effect whatsoever tomorrow on the psychotropic aspects of it, making me impaired. But yet my blood level is going to show that THC in there for several weeks, where the alcohol metabolizes and diminishes quickly. But there's no doubt more and more people in America are using THC products, cannabis products, marijuana products, whatever you want to call them.
It seems like it might be more difficult for law enforcement as well. We know the field sobriety tests when it comes to alcohol, but it seems like it might be a bit more challenging with THC.
Huge problem for the law enforcement. You know, in the back in the day, they walked up the car, they smelled the reefer. They said, okay, you're smoking weed. Well, you don't smell a gummy or one of these drinks. You know, people are drinking THC now. There was a place down here in Texas that they said, no alcohol's allowed. And they said, oh, we just got some THC seltzers. Bring them on in. So law enforcement's going to have a tough time because it depends on how they're going to say, how much you're under the effect of that. You know, some people it lasts longer than others. Alcohol, they've had the breathalyzers about 90% accurate. They are working on those for THC products, but the problem still remains is, are you impaired or not just because it's in your system?
Mm. Well, and J-Man, let me ask you this, because it's so fairly new, especially in like our state and other states. Are they having problems with, let's say you take a gummy, you mentioned it's long in your system, but then you're also mixing it with a drink or other alcohol, and thus it becomes more of a problem?
Yeah, cross-fading. I didn't even know what that was till a few weeks ago. Somebody explained. You're drinking alcohol and you're doing THC products. They call that cross-fading. Not knowing how those may affect your body system is something that each person's a little bit different. So here's old J-Man's take on this. Avoid the four D's if you're going to get behind the wheel.
I'm ready. D1.
Don't drive drowsy, don't drive drunk, don't drive drugged, and don't drive distracted, because distracted drivers cause accidents just as much as people that are drinking or smoking marijuana or taking prescription medications, and then making sure that you're alert. You're not drowsy. You're taking other people's lives in your hands when you're impaired and you're out there driving, and I think that's a bad. Stay home. Enjoy your buzz.
We will leave it at that with Jerry J-Man Joyner, marijuana industry expert, TV show, podcast host. You can't miss him. Thank you for your time today. Wood Radio News Time. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone to another interview.